Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is marking the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks on Friday with a series of observances to remember that horrifying day. President Barack Obama, along with his wife and White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn. In New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and other officials joined in remembrances for the victims' relatives and Pentagon employees. Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in western Pennsylvania before reaching its likely target of Washington, D.C. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airplanes in coordinated suicide attacks. Four European Union member nations rejected an EU plan to distribute 160,000 migrants among all EU nations. Foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia met in Prague Friday with the foreign ministers of Germany and Luxembourg, seemingly so the two Western European nations could convince their less wealthy Eastern cohorts to accept the deal. A bomb exploded Friday in a camp for displaced people displaced by Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency, killing at least seven people and wounding 20 others. An official says this is the first ever attack on a Nigerian IDP camp. Malkohi camp was one of several in the Yola area that housed people fleeing the Islamist Boko Haram insurgency, which has ravaged three northeastern states and forced 2.1 million people to move elsewhere in the country. This is VOA News. Ukraine.